It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With September being National Emergency Preparedness Month, the Fair and Stake, this is their second annual Emergency Preparedness Fair. It's going on September 24th from 9 to 12:30, and they're going to have lunch provided by Castleview Hospital. They're going to have all kinds of great demonstrations. The health department is going to come there and do a demonstration on building a 72-hour kit. Be Ready Utah is going to show you how to do water storage and filtration, because you never know what may happen, and you always want to be ready and prepared for that. So to help us out, we've got Emily Nielsen in today to talk with us about the Fair and Utah State Emergency Preparedness Fair. Emily, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for inviting us back.
Anytime. Like, this is great information. I love getting this kind of stuff out and letting people know that this is going on. Now, last year, you guys did this. How great was it last year?
We had over 125 people attend. For the first time, that was amazing.
Right, and you guys take care of everything. This is a completely free event. You wanted to let people know.
Yes.
So go on out and learn everything you can about being ready and being prepared for an emergency. What kinds of things are people going to learn at the Emergency Preparedness Fair?
Okay, we're going to have exhibits with lots of resources that people can take home information. And the USU Eastern Extension Service will be giving classes on food storage and micro gardening and growing, how to grow plants indoors. All right. And also, we have Be Ready Utah coming in, and they're our keynote speaker. Brian will be speaking on water filtration and storage, as well as sanitation. And we have the Red Cross will be teaching basic first aid. We have breakout classes. Another one is No Power, No Problem. They'll teach you how to cook without any power. And we have a local author. Her name is Angela Paskett, lives in Orangeville, and she's coming to do a presentation for us, and we're excited to have her back this year.
And the great thing about this, too, is there's so much great information that's going to be available. But as we said, this is family friendly. And you've even got a special thing for the kids that's going to happen. What do you got for the kids?
All right. We're having a emergency vehicle tour from 11:30 to 12:30. And we've invited Fair and City to bring their fire trucks and Utah Highway Patrol, as well as the Emory County Sheriff's Department, to bring a vehicle. So the kids will be able to do tours and see the ambulance and other vehicles.
And play with the sirens.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah, you have to be able to play with the sirens if you're going to do it right. If you're going to do it right. Once again, this is the Utah Fair and Stake. It's an emergency preparedness fair. It's happening on September 24th. We're speaking with Emily Nielsen. Now, once again, we said this is a free event. Nobody needs to call and say, hey, I want to go or anything like that. This is just a show up. And you wanted to give a shout out, of course, to your lunch sponsor.
Correct. It is Castleview Hospital. We'll be having Sloppy Joe's, chips, cookie, and soda. One of our sponsors is Pepsi, so they're providing the beverages. But this event is family friendly. You know, kids will enjoy the emergency vehicle tours. But you never know when a disaster is going to happen. And so we just want you to enjoy the fair and go home and hopefully make a plan. So that you can be prepared.
And the other great thing, too, is you're going to have all of those demonstrations and things like that. But you're also going to have booths. And will you have items that will be for sale, like 72-hour kits, those kinds of things?
Or? No, we will give you the resources so that you can go home and make one that will be custom for you and your family. But the event is just, you know, fun. It's educational. And, you know, we'll have demonstrations. There'll be lots of giveaways, but we want to just give you more information.
Okay, so yeah. Once again, this is going down Saturday, September 24th at the Farron Steak Center from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. If anybody has any questions, what do they need to do? How can they get a hold of you, Emily?
All right, you can contact me at 435-609-7008. I'd also like to let you know we have a booth that will have the emergency ham radios. All right, how you can? We have a ham radio club here in our valley, and they will be giving information out on that. We'll have canning methods, you know, just a lot of resources.
Lots of live demonstrations, workshops, free food samples. That's always a good thing. It's a free community event, family friendly. And it says here the first 100 people will be getting a mini first aid kit from Farron City. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So head on out and head out early. Of course, once again, if you have any questions, this is the Farron Utah Steak Emergency Preparedness Fair, September 24th. It's going to be at the Farron Steak Center, 555 South, 440 West in Farron, Utah. It goes from 9 a.m. to 12:30. You can give Emily a call. That number, once again, is 609-7008. Emily, thank you so much for coming over and talking to us and letting us know about this great event.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website. CastleCountryRadio.com and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.